Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending September the 24th, 2023. I've had a busy week. I've been working on a few different projects. So I did finished a chapter for Guild of Assassins. So that is, you know, it's quite a big, almost like finale type chapter, bringing a second act to an end. So that was really good. Also working on a new project. I know I've been saying this a lot recently. But yeah, I had inspiration to do a zombie story. So I've just been having some fun with that. What I'm going to do is it's going to be a bit of an ongoing serial kind of thing. So I'm just going to post a chapter of it every week on my Substack. So that's at John Cronshaw Author on there. I've also been working on my other Substack, which is for authors. So this is the Indie Author Mastermind thing that I mentioned last week. So I basically spent a day this week kind of working on that, getting some posts scheduled. So with the Indie Author Mastermind, you know, I've got loads of posts from what I've done in the past. So I've updated those. And let me think. Yeah, so those posts will go out on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So I'll be doing two posts a week for that blog. Most of them are free. Some of the deep dives, you know, they're for subscribers only. And it's $5 a month, which in British is something like £4. And I think there is loads of value in these posts because it is stuff that I wish I'd been told about when I started as an indie author, and there's loads of mindset stuff and things like that. And it's the same with my other Substack as well. That too is $5 a month, and with that you will get the first look at Guild of Assassins, first look at that, and now this new project, the new zombie project, which I am calling Punks versus Zombies. Now, if my voice was better, I'm sure I would have some excitement because it's a lot of fun. And, you know, I grew up playing in bands, listening to music. So this is bringing kind of a few of my different interests and stuff into the mix. So, yeah, a lot of enthusiasm in this story. And as I say, I'm just going to play it a bit like the Walking Dead comics when they were around. It was just an ongoing story. So I'm just going to write, you know, a chapter a week for that. And then I will bundle them up in YouTube videos, because they've worked really well with my Addict to the Wasteland, kind of using the AI voice to do the narration. So, you know, bundling up once a month these chapters, sticking them on YouTube, just a different way to get a different audience. So yeah, that's going to be my plans. The first chapter of the Punks versus Zombies will be going live on Wednesday. And what this means is I'm basically restructuring my email campaigning. So my emails at the moment, if you're signed up to my newsletter, then you'll have been getting a weekly newsletter forever, really. I think I've been sending them out on Wednesdays for the past few years. I think I'm going to start sending them now on Fridays and combine it with this author diary. So you'll get the newsletter and you have an author diary and any updates. So basically, if you're signed up to the Substack as well, then you won't be bombarded, you know, a couple of times a day with posts. So my schedule for the Substack, the fiction Substack, is you get a story on Wednesday, you get the newsletter, normal newsletter on Friday, and then the Guild of Assassins on Sundays now, which was Saturdays, but that has now changed Sundays. So it's just a bit of a shifting round. So you're basically getting two bits of fiction a week that aren't available elsewhere, you know, ongoing projects. And, you know, when Guild of Assassins comes to an end, that'll be whatever I'm working on next. I'm looking forward to that. I think it's a very cool way of working. It means I can just move my attention between different things and kind of stick with the project that I am most excited about that day. So with the punks versus zombies thing, I've got, I think I wrote about 15,000 words this week, which is basically the first, you know, that's the first YouTube video. That's the first probably four episodes. So that's very cool. Yeah. So yeah, I'd like you to join up to that. If you haven't, you can join up for free on my Substack, substack.com. It's John Cronshaw author. So it's johncronshawauthor.substack.com. In terms of reading this week, I have read a book called Doomed to Fail, which is about doom metal, sludge metal, post-metal, that kind of thing. Kind of got reminded of a few bands who I haven't listened to in a few years. Introduced some new ones. Some bands that I've not listened to much of, but I'll listen to again, who I think, actually, these have done some really cool stuff. So, like, Chelsea Wolfe. My sister recommended her a few years ago. I had a listen and thought, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Listen back again, it's like, oh, she's really good. Also, yeah, got introduced to a band called Spotlights, and was just reminded as well of how much I enjoy listening to Black Sabbath. You know, as someone from the Midlands, you kind of have to listen to Black Sabbath, don't you? And UB40 probably, and Slade. I don't know. But yeah, so we've got a rich history of metal in the Midlands. So yeah, I'm also reading, well, listening to the audiobook of a book called Jewish Space Lasers by Mike Rothschild. Now, this is a story, history, I would say, plotted history of the Rothschilds family and the kind of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories associated with them. It's also a bit of a plotted history of the rise of anti-Semitic conspiracies in general, and about how they've evolved and warped and shifted over time, how, you know, some very popular conspiracy theories that exist today have their roots in anti-Semitic tropes. So things like the blood libel, you know, they kind of follow up today to stuff like the QAnon conspiracy stuff, you know, all the kind of New World Order, globalism, conspiracy theories that you'll hear from people like Alex Jones and Glenn Beck and people like that. It's like, yeah, these are all rooted in these anti-Semitic books from, you know, and pamphlets from the 1800s, 1900s, that kind of thing. So, yeah, really fascinating. Even though the guy who wrote it is called Rothschild, is not actually in the Rothschild family. Well, not the famous mega-rich banking family of past. But it's just, it's very interesting. I think, yeah, I read his, one of his other books, which was about the rise of QAnon. That was really interesting. And this one is more focused, and it seems more kind of rooted in a lot of history stuff. And there's a lot of crossover with stuff that I did when I was doing my PhD, which is where I had to look at a lot of horrible anti-Semitic stuff from the early 1900s, because I was doing about a Jewish artist. So yeah, just revisiting the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion and all that horrible stuff, the Hidden Hand, and yeah, all that nonsense. But yeah, I think it's definitely worth reading. Anyway, recommended reading, recommend that, because I feel that a lot of the ideas, a lot of the they're almost main, you know, they've been mainstreamed, a lot of these ideas, they've just got their roots in you know, things like Nazi propaganda and all that stuff. So if you're not aware of where these ideas that are so popular are coming from, it's definitely worth checking out. So that's called Jewish Space Lasers, which is a stupid name, but there we go. I'm sure I'll find out why that exists as a name. I'm sure someone has said something stupid involving Jewish space lasers, but where I'm in the book, I'm to the kind of John Birch Society, which was, you know, kind of anti-communist thing in the 1960s in America. So interesting book anyway. So next week, then, I am going to continue Guild of Assassins. I want to write the next part of that. Also want to continue with this Punks versus Zombies story. I'm at a point with the Indie Author Mastermind where I could leave that, not doing anything until the new year. Obviously, I'll do a few little things here and there, but I've got enough posts until then. So I will keep coming up with ideas for posts, because obviously in the new year, I'll need ideas for that. But yeah, so again, I remind you, just, you know, it's johncronshawauthor.substack.com. That's where you will find all my fiction stuff. IndieAuthorMastermind.substack.com is where you will find this stuff to help authors. So until next time, cheerio.